Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 22 psukim. This aliyah and the next two aliyot are together called the Parshat HaMoadim. Parshat HaMoadim, it's Perek Chaf Gimel of Vayikra, and it's broken into three aliyot, and they discuss Shabbos and all of the Yamim Tovim of the year. This aliyah specifically discusses the mitzvah, again, of Shabbos, and moves on to Pesach, Sfirat HaOmer, and then Shavuot. At the end of our aliyah, again, which is in the middle of this whole Perek dealing with all the Chagim, right in the middle, the Torah, after discussing Shavuos, the Torah takes one pasuk, Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Chaf Bet, to tell us the halachot of certain gifts to poor people, Peya and Leket, that we must give when we are harvesting our fields. Chaf Gimel, Chaf Bet, uvekutzrachem et ketzir artzachem, lo techale pe'at sadcha bekutzracha, veleket ketzircha lo telaket, le'ani velager ta'azov otam, ani Hashem Elokechem. When you reap your field, you can't completely harvest the corner of your field, don't pick up individual stalks, leave them for poor people. Now, giving food to poor people is, of course, an incredibly important mitzvah. But why would the Torah interrupt the list of the Yamim Tovim to tell us this halacha here? What's the message? So Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki Rashi, who died in 1105, he tells us, based on the Medrash, that this is telling us a very important message, that anybody who gives leket, shichacha, and peya to a poor person, it's as if they built the Beit HaMikdash and brought the korbanot of the Chagim in it. And we have to ask the question, what does that mean? What is the connection between gifts that we give to poor people from our fields and bringing korbanot of the Chagim in the Beit HaMikdash? Perhaps one can suggest that the answer to this question lies in the answer to another question on this very same pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, the Torah says that regarding these gifts, le'ani ve'lager ta'azov otam, Ani Hashem Elokechem. And Rashi on these words tells us, what does it mean, ta'azovotam, you must leave them? Rashi tells us that you are not allowed to help poor people. You're not allowed to help them. And it's an incredible thing. Why? Why not? Why can't I help them? Isn't it a favor? They're poor. Can't I just help them a little bit? Give them some of my crops? So the following beautiful answer can be found in a sefer called Ma'ayanei HaChayim. It's found in Chelek Gimel on Parashat Emor. The sefer was written by Rav Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik. He died in 1989. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Or Chadash in Yerushalayim, and he was a main proponent and propagator of Nevardak Musar in Eretz Yisrael. And again, the sefer is called Ma'ayanei HaChayim. It's in Chelek Gimel there on Parshat Emor. Says the Ma'ayanei HaChayim that when I harvest my fields and it's time for me to leave over these gifts and give them to poor people, it's very easy for me to say it is my field. Look how hard I worked. Look how nice I am. I am giving these gifts to poor people. And by the way, the opposite's also true. It's very easy for a poor person to come to my field and say, wow, isn't he nice? He's giving his field, his crops, to me. Says the Ma'ayanei HaChayim, the Torah tells us, le'ani v'lager ta'azov otam, leave them. It is not your field. You're not giving the poor person anything. Everything belongs to God, and God chose to give some of the stuff that you have to him. And it's important for the poor person to feel the same way. He has to internalize that. It's not the owner giving it to me. It's Hashem giving it to me. And it's much more dignified for the poor person not taking handouts, but it also sets the poor person, like the owner of the field, in the proper mindset. Hashem is in charge. Gorgeous, gorgeous idea. And perhaps one can suggest that that answers our first question as well. One of the main themes that runs throughout the Chagim is that Hashem is in charge. Hashem runs the world. Pesach, Sukkot, all the Chagim. Hashem runs the world. And by the way, perhaps that's also why the first Chag, in quotes, is Shabbos. Shabbos teaches that to us more than anything else. Hashem is in charge. I don't give anything to poor people. God is the one who gives. Let us, Amir Hashem, be Zoche, first of all, to not have any poor people. But if there are poor, let them remember and let us remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.